There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We have a drama-rama in the NBA. We'll get to that in a minute, but we begin with this show. We got a coaching change in the NFL. If you were
fired.
Not paying attention, bad job by you. You actually have a life. Ron Rivera has been given his walking papers. Hasta la vista, arrivederci to the Carolina Panthers coach. The owner, David Tepper, Teppering, the coaching position for Carolina. He relieved him of his duties. And the mortal sin, the final blow, what other cliche can he use? The straw that broke the camel's back was the game against the Redskins, the woebegone, terrible Redskins that ran it right down the throat of Ron Rivera's defense, and he's calling the plays for Carolina in their stadium. But really, the reality is my Maller monologue was the inspiration. Ron Rivera, after the game on Sunday, said he's not concerned about that. He's just worried about coaching the next game. Well, the next game ain't going to happen until you get another job. There's no other games. No more games. Finito. Done. Right? So, in many ways, I am like a shadow executive for the Carolina Panthers. I didn't realize I was a shadow executive for Carolina, but we got Rivera out. Now, have you heard? See, when there's a coaching change, you spend a couple of minutes talking about the guy that's going out, but who's coming inbound? That's the interesting thing. Now, Carolina's got a temp coach, an interim coach for the final four games of the regular season, but have you heard who's in line, according to the gambling world, to replace Ron Rivera? Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh, that's according to the gambling market, the Michigan coach, a Michigan man, 3-1 favorite to replace Ron Rivera. It's according to the offshore books. followed by Jason Garrett, the Cowboys' current head coach, at 5-1. And Tom Brady's cabana boy, Josh McDaniels from the Patriots, is at 11-2. Those are the odds that have been posted here on the gambling websites after Rivera got let go. I want to discuss this because the Harbaugh thing is interesting to me because for several reasons. Now, we'll frame it this way. The question is, does it make sense for Jim Harbaugh to consider jumping ship from Michigan and going to coach in the NFL again? Does it make sense? Now, I've got eject, blooming, and a half-eaten TV dinner. That's what I have. So, now, A, Jim Harbaugh has been, as Michigan coach, when you're judged by how you do against Ohio State, he has been a miserable failure. All right? The natives are starting to get restless, but they're confused, right? Now, listen, I got no skin in the game when it comes to Michigan and Ohio State. I'm just an independent observer. But what I have noticed, right, is that if you look at like the people that love Michigan football, like we love Harbaugh. He's the guy we wanted. We can't get rid of him, but he sucks against Ohio State. So what are you going to do? Right, it's a catch-22. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But Harbaugh's been able to win against the lightweights in the Big Ten and other non-conference opponents, but he keeps failing the final exam. And not even the final exam, because he didn't even get to the final exam, essentially playing the fiddle while the Michigan football team burns on the field against the Buckeyes, is what Jim Harbaugh has been doing here since he took over. And the Carolina job, while not a great job, it's a middle-of-the-pack job in the NFL, but it would give Jim Harbaugh a means to escape. He could go in and hit the eject button. No one will say, oh, you shouldn't do that. Because you know, he can always say, hey, I'm a Michigan guy. It's in my DNA, but I got unfinished business in the NFL. I know all the BS these guys will say, right? Say, well, I was in the Super Bowl, but we blew it against the Ravens. The power went out. You know, I still have this burning desire to get back to the NFL, and I must correct that sin. And the owner's been very nice to me there in Carolina. Now, why would the Panthers want Harbaugh based on his work at Michigan? Well, they want nothing to do with him based on his work at Michigan, but he was uber successful in San Francisco with the Niners, had an almost 700 winning percentage, had the winning record in the playoffs, and more importantly, with Cam Newton likely outbound from the Carolinas, Jim Harbaugh is a star. He creates buzz. He creates excitement, even if it's false excitement. And also, he, because of his success with the 49ers and the fact that he was able to win a lot of games there, and many people felt he should have still been the coach of the 49ers, those are all good things. Those are all good things. Now Harbaugh, even though he is said to be on track for the job, it's a long shot still. More on that in a minute. But Harbaugh is likely going to be a coaching vagabond. His shtickla has a limited shelf life. Reminds me of Joe Madden, although not as successful, Joe Madden winning a World Series. But like Joe Madden's got to change teams, I feel like, every 4 or 5 years or so because his shtick wears out and then he's got to go. So fortunately, he's at the age where the Angels job's probably his last job. But still, I'm using apples and oranges, a baseball to football comparison. But the point is, Harbaugh's got a limited shelf life. And I look at this guy to go on, be a coaching gypsy and all that stuff, and if not in Carolina, someplace else. Now, B, every man, woman, and child, every single one in Ohio is right now praying that Jim Harbaugh stays coaching the Wolverines. They don't want to see him leave Michigan to go to the NFL or any other job for that matter. When you consider the pomp and circumstance when this guy was hired, very reminiscent of when the Knickerbockers traded for Carmelo Anthony and they had a ticker tape parade in New York to celebrate the Knicks championship, which they're still waiting for, when Melo arrived. By the way, Melo shut down by that lockdown Clipper defense in the game of the night in the NBA. We'll talk about that more later. But stay focused. Stay focused. So Jim Harbaugh and the Ohio State fans want him to stay and all that. But the disappointment with a capital D. All right, and essentially, he's the Clay Helton of Midwest, upper Midwest football. The record's eerily similar. Clay Helton at SC and God knows what's happening with him. Wild night of gossip and speculation, which is good for talk radio, about Clay Helton at USC. I don't know how much you care about the USC football program, but I've been fascinated by it. We'll talk about that later. But for better or worse, when you coach at Michigan, tell me I'm wrong here, you are judged against the standard of Bo Schembechler. You're judged against that standard. Now, the odd thing about that, and it came out, Schembechler never won a national title. Do you know that? Bo Schembechler, Michigan legend, never won a national title at Michigan. He had a losing record in bowl games in the 70s and 80s. But when the legend becomes the fact, you print the legend. The legend of Bo Schembechler is he built Michigan football into a superpower back in the days before this Fugazi college football playoff and all the system they have now. And more importantly, he held his own in some classic Michigan-Ohio State games, and more than held his own, he had a winning record, right? And that was when that mattered. That was a big deal. Michigan-Ohio State, it's still a big deal, but it's not. It doesn't seem, I don't think it's as big as it was. But Michigan was over 500, 21 years, I believe, of Michigan-Ohio State, and Schembechler was two games over 500, which compared to Jim Harbaugh, I mean, man. And Schembechler had a slogan. And I recall when I was a kid, I used to watch these college football games, and Keith Jackson and these old broadcasters would talk about the different things. And one of the things I remember, the Bo Schembechler slogan was, "Those who stay will be champions." Right? When he took over Michigan, he made it much more difficult for players and running around and all that stuff and working out more than ever. He said, "Those who stay will be champions." Jim Harbaugh has his own slogan. "Those who stay will get to play in the Outback Bowl." That's the slogan now of Michigan football. Things are blooming in Ann Arbor, right? Things are blooming, just like a blooming onion, which you get when you go play in the Outback Bowl. So Jim Harbaugh has had time to get his players in. He hasn't coached them up. Michigan is not a legit threat to a national title. They weren't this year. They weren't the year before, blah, 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 blah. The biggest sin is that Ohio State, they don't just beat Michigan. It's like a three-year-old playing with a carton of Play-Doh, the way they treat the Michigan football program. Even got Lloyd Carr, who they ran out years ago, had a better record. He had a losing record. He was 6-7. But compared to Jim Harbaugh, that's the Mona Lisa. Last thing. So get back to the premise of all this, the Carolina Panthers, who have an opening, and Jim Harbaugh is the favorite. So even though Jim Harbaugh is supposedly, according to the gambling market, number one on the list, he's only given a 25% chance of getting the job. David Tepper, the owner, is the wild card in all this, and it's his first chance to really put his stamp on the franchise. He spent $2.2 billion to buy the franchise. And Ron Rivera, as nice a guy as Ron Rivera is, was the equivalent of a leftover half-eaten TV dinner for the owner of the Carolina Panthers, right? Now, you might like a TV dinner. When I was a bachelor, I used to eat the TV dinner, those Hungry Man dinners. I love that, like 5 pounds of food. Man, was that good. I don't think it was five. I think I'm embellishing that. But it felt like 5 pounds of food. I used to eat those a lot. That explains my dietary issues. But anyway, this is an opportunity for the owner to step in. Rivera was mediocre. He's 12-16 his last 2 years with Tepper as the owner. Let's hear from the owner, who anytime you change coaches, you have to focus in on the goodness. This is, everything's right. The stars, the planets are lining up, right? All that.
I just thought it was time, given the way things have gone the last two seasons, to put my stamp on this organization on the football side, as we've done on the business side of the organization. As much respect as I have for Ron, I think a change was appropriate to build things the way I want things to be built.
Yeah. Without you. Without you, Ron, you blow. You suck as a coach. I can get someone better than you, is what the owner of the Carolina Panthers is saying. All right, here's more from this rich fat cat guy. You got to be wealthy. You can find a $2.2 billion team. But here is Tepper again talking about, and this is following up what he had said in the past, that it's all, you don't want mediocre football. You want to win. I'm a competitor. I'm in it to win. I want winners.
Our season is not over, but as far as making the playoffs, it's just that, you know, I can make the change now, I can make it later. There's competitive reasons why I want to make sure that we were out there looking at all personnel possible for the future.
Which is, what does that mean? The coach you want, the Redskins are going to hire? I mean, what are we doing here? All right, one more from the owner of the Carolina Panthers who says he wants a mosaic. He's looking for a mosaic.
What I want, and just for the organization in general, is a mesh of old and new. Old football discipline, modern processes, modern analytics, statistics, and the rest of that. But I respect old school discipline, too.
All right, so some of the other candidates here. Jason Garrett makes no sense. He is the lord of mediocrity, Jason Garrett. If you're going to hire Jason Garrett, you might as well have just kept Ron Rivera. It's half, you know, they're just cut out of the same cloth. I don't know what else. Josh McDaniels, a product of Tom Brady. He will be just a disaster as a head coach. Indianapolis is so lucky they dodged the Josh McDaniels choo-choo train when he bailed out and got cold feet a couple years ago, because we've seen as Tom Brady's skills have declined, amazingly, the genius of Josh McDaniels has lost its luster. It's odd how that works. Bizarre. But this will be the story wrapped around the NFL playoffs coming up in January in between the playoff games, and round we go on the merry-go-round of coaches. And you got to hold on tight because it's spinning. It will spin out of control the last weekend of the year, that Monday after. Always interesting. And Tepper, the guy we just heard there, the owner, he fancies himself as a woke owner. So keep in mind, he could go off the grid. And likely will go off the grid. And I have a dream. Not a good dream. But how about this for a shocking, jaw-dropping rumor? I want to be the first one to start the rumor, so when the NFL insider crowd throw it out there, you heard it here first on the radio, okay? Here it is. So Tepper's a Pittsburgh man. He's from Pittsburgh, and he was a minority owner of the Steelers. How about going out and poaching your football coach from Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin? And there were rumors a couple weeks ago. Now, Pittsburgh's technically a playoff team, although I don't believe they will make the playoffs this year. At the moment, they're a playoff team. But Tomlin's been in Pittsburgh a long time. You say, well, there's no chance he's going to leave. Everyone's got their price. Everyone's got their price. And Tepper's got apparently endless amounts of money, so he can become a poacher and try to poach and pilfer the Pittsburgh Steelers and get Mike Tomlin. Boom. Done.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Maller here. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app, then pick between 2 and 6 players to choose if they'll have more or less of a stat like rebounds, points, assists, and more. Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code MALLER. The new customers play $5 and get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code MALLER only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, there's a saying in talk radio, if there's chaos, it's good for talk radio. Now, we do sports. That's what we do. We deal in the currency of sports. But we have people running amok all over the USC football program, the iconic University of Southern California Trojan football program, hanging in the balance. And my phone started blowing up, so I started paying attention to this. And if you've not paid attention, the streets are talking. And they're saying two different things. The birds are chirping. There's conflicting reports about the future of the USC football program. Some say that the men of Troy are about to turn the Pac-12 upside down, that Clay Helton is going to be given the boot, and there are boosters that are stalking Urban Meyer and a wild card candidate who was also named by said sources as Bob Stoops, the old Oklahoma coach. About 2 hours after that report came out, a separate report said that, no, not true. USC leadership has decided to retain the services of Clay Helton. So you've got two polar opposite situations. One saying that Helton's out on Thursday and they're going to bring in Urban Meyer or Bob Stoops. The other saying, no, they've decided they're going to keep Clay Helton as coach. So let's discuss the question, what the heck is going on? What the heck is going on at the University of Southern California? All right, now I've got the checkbook, hunting, and the Civil War. And we will combine all these things together. Now to lead off with, USC boosters, a select group are trying to bully their way into getting a coaching change here. That's what's going on right now. You have factions that are leaking stories to the media. You have the "we like Clay Helton" crowd. You have the "we don't like Clay Helton" crowd. Now, to be fair, I've mostly heard from the "we don't like Clay Helton" crowd. I have not heard from the "we want to champion this guy." Mediocrity runs supreme there, and irrelevancy for the USC football program. So that's what's going on, and from what people have been telling me over the last couple of days, the top 1% of the powerful donors that run all these sports programs at different universities, but in Southern Cal, they got some big fish, some big whales that have made it in entertainment and some other businesses. They want to handpick the next coach. After all, he who has the power of the checkbook normally ends up getting what they want, and people familiar with the school believe that faction is convinced that they will get either Urban Meyer or Bob Stoops, that they have the resources, that they have the willpower, they have the connections to get it done. And those are the top two choices. And from what I had been hearing, that nobody else had even been considered. That was it. They didn't want anybody but Urban Meyer or Bob Stoops, period. Stop. Which means this has a chance of being a splendid failure. Right? An absolute splendid failure this has a possibility of becoming. Now, furthermore, this rambunctious group of, we'll call them whales, because in Vegas, at the casinos, the big gamblers, they call them whales. And the boosters for these football programs are whales. And they have their eyes on the prize. They want Clay Helton as far away from the USC football program as possible. They also want him to land on his feet. They want him to get another job for two reasons, because that would soften the blow and limit how much he gets in a payout from the school. I think it's supposedly around $20 million if they get rid of him. But what's really going on now is some old-fashioned hunting. It's a rogue faction of the USC alumni that is big game hunting. And through surrogates, they have reached out to Urban Meyer, I believe that's a pipe dream. I've always said that. I didn't think Urban Meyer would be the coach. But if he wants the job and you're willing to pay him, why would you keep Clay Helton when you have a chance to get Urban Meyer? Urban will break every rule in the book and all the morality rules and all that, but he'll win. He'll win big. And you watch him on Fox. He still bleeds for the Buckeyes of Ohio State, though. It doesn't seem like he's over Ohio State yet. That's not going to go over well with the people at the University of Southern California. But if Urban Meyer wants it, you give it to him, period, hard stop. And then Bob Stoops, his name has popped up here the last 24 hours or so as an option, and he's got a track record of doing pretty good at Oklahoma. But you look at it, and he pressed the reset button on the Sooners. He then has taken a sabbatical and caught his breath and now wants to get back on the saddle again, probably because what's happened in Oklahoma is Lincoln Riley's gone in there and been Heisman U with these different quarterbacks. Now, last thing. So this story has turned the USC coaching story. The reason I think it's good for talk radio is because it is Looney Tunes. It's yin to the yang reports that have happened, right? You report one thing out of one side of your mouth, and then the other crowd comes back with the other thing. You have a civil war going on among the powerful boosters at the University of Southern California. Is that not fascinating that you have groups that say, no, give Clay Helton time. He's a good man. He does well. He represents the university well. And then you have these other people that think he is like the spawn of the devil, right? And you got to get rid of Clay Helton. You can't bring him back. It's crazy. These unhinged boosters who are attempting to use fire and brimstone to get what they want and get their messiah in here, which is not Clay Helton. It's wild. And this really is dysfunction junction. What's your function at USC right now? And it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out, because if ultimately they retain Clay Helton, that's going to drive these people nuts. And they're all threatening to stop writing the checks and all that. Of course, a lot of guys talk tough, and then ultimately they still end up writing the checks. But my theory on this, there's a lot of weasel words that are being used in these reports. You know, Clay Helton could be back. He may be back. He might be back. And we're seeing some more of the national media that is chiming in. Now, Joel Klatt of Fox Sports, he tweeted out that Expect USC to keep Clay Helton and announce some staff changes very soon. Now, what's the weasel word in that tweet from Joel Klatt? You know what it is? That's right. Expect. Expectations change. My expectations and your expectations are probably not the same. You probably expected this to be a good show. I didn't. You see, we have different expectations. But it is a civil war which is going on, and these reporters are using these weasel words because it gives them plausible deniability because they don't really know what's going on. And the thing, and my theory is, if you bring Clay Helton back, he's a lame duck. Even if you give him an extension, there will still be these people running around with torches and pitchforks trying to get rid of him and drag his ass out of town. So my advice is just pull the plug, right? It's a clown show. Instead of kicking the can down the road, the boosters always end up winning in the end. 100%. In my experience with these universities, whether it's this one or other universities, the people that have the pen and the checkbook are the ones, because these athletic directors, the presidents of universities, are at the mercy. They need that money. This is semi-professional football, but they need that cash from the powerful alumni. And so these boosters, the ones that want to get rid of Clay Helton, they might not win the Civil War right now, but they're going to keep battling, and they will rise again, and they will be back, you know, next year. Clay Helton, if you judge him based on his body of work, he did enough to lose his job, right? He did enough. Now, the angry mob running around wanted him fired 2 years ago. It's not just based on this year, but these people are irate, they're angry, and all that stuff. And even if they have a cockamamie, insane idea here, which you could say Urban Meyer is just a complete, you know, smoking a lot of weed and not thinking straight kind of guy, to think that he would take the job.
Urban Meyer!
Yeah.
Urban Meyer!
Urban Meyer!
Well, it would be good for our show because we'd get to play that ad nauseum, right? Can we just play the Urban Meyer chant nonstop? But no matter what side of the aisle you're on this, the Trojans have had a conga line of incompetent stooges on the sidelines since Pete Carroll skedaddled off to Seattle to save the Seahawks. You got Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian the drunkard, and Clay Helton, who have all of them failed miserably to take advantage of the players. Now, USC is not the number one recruiting class every year, but they're not chopped liver. They're getting good players into the University of Southern California. However, those players are not improving once they get there. That's the difference. Like, Nick Saban gets great players at Alabama, and they get better. Dabo Sweeney at Clemson, players get better. You look at Ohio State, players get better. It's one thing to get good players, but you got to coach them up. And Clay Helton has been unable to get that out of players. Pete Carroll was able to do it. Very few people are able to do it consistently. And it does not appear Clay Helton has that in him. But, hey, he's a good guy. He's a nice guy, and we like him, and yeah. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. It is a wild tale. It's been playing out in real time with both factions saying completely opposite things. Report: Helton's out. He's going to get fired. Next report comes out: nope, they've decided to keep him, but nothing official. Nothing official. And I think, doesn't SC play Alabama next year? I think they play Alabama again next year. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but if they do, wow. Let me look here. Let me see. I got the schedule. Yeah, first game of next college football season, September 5th of 2020, the Alabama Crimson Tide and the USC Trojans in one of those kickoff games at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. If Clay Helton's the coach, Alabama will be a 47-point favorite in that particular game. All right, so the Ben Maller Show on Fox, to the phones we go, and a man who lives at the Roach Motel, Helmet Man, is on Fox. Hello, Helmet Man.
Top of the morning
there. And did you serve breakfast for the roaches? Is this like a bed and breakfast for the roaches, or they just sleep there? They don't actually eat.
No, I just had apple granola cereal and vanilla almond milk with it.
Oh, well, you're healthy. You're looking out for your girlish figure.
Yeah, when I was listening to the Clippers talk, I heard an old caller from years back, Jeff of Tarzana.
Oh, I thought he died years ago. He's still alive?
Yeah, he
really?
Calls the Clipper talk all the time. How come he never calls your show?
Yeah, he's not good enough to be on this show as a caller. Jeff's one of the worst callers, and one of the problems with LA Sports Radio is Jeff and Tarzana. He's a terrible caller, and he's not allowed on our show. That's why he doesn't call. We banned him.
Well, my Ravens passed the test with all the big hitters, the teams with the best records.
No, but you wait. You went to the Ravens Rams game, but you cheered for the Rams. Have you forgotten that, helmet man?
No, I ain't cheered for the Rams.
No, you
the
said wait. Time out on the court. Time out. You called the show after the game to say you were repping the Rams because you've lived in L.A. for a long time.
No, I was wearing Rams
yes,
gear.
Yes, that's called representing the Rams when you're wearing their gear at a game.
No, I wasn't. I was for the Ravens.
Wait.
You know?
So you're telling me you showed up at a Ram-Ravens game wearing Ram memorabilia, but you were cheering for the Ravens?
Yep.
That's a drop. All right. Helmet man, you're a drop machine. You know that. Now, I want to look out for the roaches because I am fascinated by that. You know, do you know what roaches like to eat? Do you know what they enjoy? They like a diet of sugar, a grease, meat, and cheese. So make sure to leave that around for the roaches. They love starch also.
Well, then I kind of had ran them away.
No more? Really? They're gone?
Yeah, a little come back.
Yeah, how many kills have you gotten on the roaches over the last, 24 hours? You killed any roaches?
Oh, less.
That one night you had, 50 that you killed in one night. That was wild.
Yeah, I had two problems other than that. I had the plumber to come in.
Oh, you had a plumber? For
the overrun toilet and a stopped-up tub.
Wow. Let me tell you,
but it's all cleaned up.
That's all good now. Your house sounds amazing, Helmet Man. This you got roaches, the toilet's clogged up. But hey, it's better than we. You have a better attitude than we, man. You go out, you leave your house, you go all over the place, right? You're out there doing stuff. You're a man about town. You're a Renaissance man.
Yeah, I took some spick and span and some Fabuloso, and it's all good.
Fabuloso, baby. That's right.
That's all you need. Whatever's at the 99-cent store is good enough for me. All right, very good. Thank you, Helmet Man.
One more thing. That TCL phone, it don't you know how a TV blink when you know?
Oh, here we go. One more thing.
Spot that came in it, and I can't see anything.
Are you asking for electronic advice on an overnight sports radio show? Is that what you're doing there?
No, it's something like a round ink, and then you can't see the screen or anything.
This is on your phone.
Yeah.
All right. So here's my advice with all things related to smartphones, your Obama phone, turn it off and turn it on. See what happens. All right, turn it off and turn it on.
I did.
You did that already? And it's the same thing happens. All right, you're screwed. Throw it in the toilet. That's what you got to do. Go to there's plenty of stores around where they'll help you out. They'll probably try to get you to buy something, but they'll check your phone out. All right?
Yeah, it's a TCL phone.
All right, I know. That means nothing to me. All right, thank you, Helmet Man. Good luck with that.
You're stupid.
You've called the Genius Bar here on Fox Sports Radio. And if you need any help with any electronic devices, please contact us. We'll help you out.
I fell asleep.
We got a deal. We've extended our Black Friday deal on tech advice. So we've got that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And here we go, the Coup de Loop.
Well, TMZ caught up with former Warrior Festus Ezeli this past weekend. And
it was a Festivus.
Yeah, so he told them that he thinks that this season is actually the best thing that could happen to the Warriors.
Yeah.
Said that they have a chance to work on their bench and rebuild. Ben, do you agree with him?
Rebuild. No, rebuilding is a weasel word. It's no, there's no rebuilding. The Warriors don't need to rebuild. They already had a championship team in place here. That's absurd. The Warriors are not rebuilding. They're just bad. They're unwatchable. That's what the Warriors are. Murphy's Law has played out in real time for the Golden State Warriors here. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. You knew Klay Thompson was going to be out. You had to have a healthy Steph Curry and divine intervention, and those things have not played out. They've been spending a lot of time in the injury tent. They've been providing slop on the court. It's been pathetic on the court there, and you look at all the advanced stats and all that. Bad, 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 bad. And B, the only silver lining is the chance at a lottery pick. But the problem is the core of the Golden State roster, this window, if you want to use that sports lingo, it only lasts so long, and they've flushed this down the toilet, right? These guys are going to be a year older by the time they come back from injuries, Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry, and a year of your athletic prime flushed down into the sewer for some lottery balls. And I wouldn't put it past the Warriors to trade. What if they say they get the number one pick? They could certainly trade the number one pick. I don't think there's any clear-cut player at this point who's going to be a franchise player with the number one pick looking ahead to the 2020 draft. All right, next.
Lane Kiffin's name has been popping up for head coaching vacancies for years now. However, he's expressed little to no interest and has remained at FAU. Well, now he's being talked about as a possibility for Arkansas's new head coaching position.
It's good to be talked about, isn't it? People like talking about you, you know?
Yeah. Do you think it happens this time, Ben?
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because Vols fan Jimmy asked me a similar question. A couple of thoughts. Number one, Lane Kiffin... The thing about Lane Kiffin, he's got a lot of believers. There's so many cheerleaders in the media because Lane Kiffin's very media savvy, right? And there's certain people he sucks up to, and they suck up to him, and they paw each other in the media. And you know who those people are in the college football world, and they do his bidding for him. But as a whole, I would say that we're moving closer to Lane Kiffin getting one of these jobs. I mean, there's a shortage of viable coaching candidates who have name value. So I believe that Lane Kiffin will be back coaching at a bigger program this carousel of coaches that we're going through here. Because, you know, nepotism does win every time. And, you know, the good old boys network and all that, the office politics of football. And Clay's been part of his dad, Monty Kiffin, and it's a football business the Kiffin family has been a part of, so he knows a lot of people. And secondly, Lane Kiffin, his name is in play not just at Arkansas, but his name has come up for the Ole Miss job, the Mizzou job, possibly even Florida State. I don't believe that, but some listener said sent me a tweet the other day. Said, I know somebody at Florida State, and they said so-and-so, and Lane Kiffin's going to – okay. I'll believe it when it happens. But if he cannot get, like, the Arkansas or Mizzou job, like, then he might want to look into selling car insurance. All right, next!
Now, Enos Kanter has never shied away from trashing the Knicks since he left the team last season. But in a strange turn of events, Kanter jumped to the defense of James Dolan, saying that he thinks it's terrible that Dolan gets all the blame because he doesn't really have anything to do with it. Ben, does Dolan get too much blame?
Well, here's the way I'll answer that. First of all, Enos Kanter said the opposite, like, a month and a half ago. So he has covered his bases. He has talked out of both sides of his mouth. And he literally, like 6 weeks ago, he said that players don't want to play for the Knicks because of James Dolan, and now he is running to defend said James Dolan.
When I think about playoffs, my nipples get hurt.
Yeah, well, not when you play for the Knicks, because that does not happen. You don't have to worry about that. I have no empathy for James Dolan. I don't know how you can. He was born on third base. He thinks he hit a triple. He's got a very punchable face. This guy is a privileged person. I don't have a problem being privileged. I'd like to be a privileged person someday. I think that would be a hell of a life. The helicopters, the private jets, the yachts, the tropical vacations, all that stuff would be wonderful. Good for him. But that's not my cup of tea right now. And he is a meddling owner, and he's the one constant here, right? The one constant has been Dolan. Secondly, the Knicks are the closest thing we have right now to the Washington Generals of the NBA. They are everyone's punching bag and punchline. They are. James Dolan hires good people. He's hired legends of the game. Don Nelson, Larry Brown, Phil Jackson, and others over the years. And many, you know, great resumes and all that stuff, pays them well, and something always goes wrong. Now, this Knicks team's a special kind of garbage. I watched a little bit of their game in Milwaukee this week, and they look like they wanted to be anywhere other than on the court against Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. And what happened, like the Knicks, for years when I was younger, they were always this tough-minded, gritty team, and they've gone from scrappy to crappy is what the Knicks have done over the last 10 years here. So, yeah, you blame Dolan because he's the one guy that's been there through all this. All right, there it is. Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
Benny Passes edition.
That's a winner. You put it on the board. Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is...
Password. You idiot.
Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
All right, let's do this. We'll welcome in our contestants. We've got Frank in the truck. Hello, Frank.
No, Mike in the truck.
Oh, well, you know, Frank and Mike, very similar, according to Coop. All right, so Mike in the truck, you're going to play. Mike, welcome. Where are you headed, Mike?
I'm actually headed to Connecticut from Massachusetts.
All right, you've called us before, right?
Yes, I got disconnected a couple weeks ago. I was on my way to Maine.
Yeah,
from Massachusetts.
I remember that. All right, hold on a sec, Mike. Not Frank,
Thank you.
Mike in the truck. All right, hold on a sec. And we've got Oscar, who is in San Francisco, so we've got bi-coastal matchup here. Hello, Oscar!
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing tonight?
Welcome in, Oscar. And what do you do for a living, Oscar?
I'm the TSA guy. I called, like, last month.
Yeah, I remember. But we like to think the audience grows because there's, like, new people. If not, we're screwed. You know, if it's the same people, we're in trouble, you know? All right, Oscar, hold on. I think I asked you the craziest stuff you saw at the TSA. We don't have time for that right now, so hold on a sec. Now, back to Mike in a truck. Mike, who would you like to partner? What's that?
I said, yes, sir.
All right, who do you want to partner up with, Mike?
I'll pick you, Ben.
All right, you're a smart man, and I'll put a W next to your name because you're a winner. Clearly, I want to call you Frank, but you're Mike. And Oscar. Hello, Oscar. Who do you want to partner up with, Oscar?
I'm going to go with Coop. We're one for one, so I'm trying to go two for two with him.
All right. It's a mistake. It's a bad job by you. All right, Mike in the truck. Pick a number 1 to 10. We got to go quick. We don't have too much time. So it's obviously just like the TV show that keeps getting canceled. I'll give you clues. And you got to get the right word. It's not going to be a product. It's not going to be a brand name. It will never be a brand name. All right, Mike in the truck. Pick a number.
Number 6.
Number 6. All right. Let's go with, let's see here. What shall we go with? All right. How about, I'm going to do the Maller maneuver, but this is the Maller maneuver, Mike?
Yes, sir.
All right. So this is, but this is the reverse Maller maneuver.
Okay.
All right. This is the reverse Maller. So this is the word that follows. That's the reverse Maller maneuver.
Okay.
Actually, no, it's not. It's not.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
well, I've screwed it up already. All right. Yeah, it is. It is. All right. So, all right. Toast. All right. Toast.
Toast?
Toast. Yeah. Toast. Toast. Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Yeah, it worked!
How?
This guy's good!
That was terrible.
That's the reverse Maller maneuver.
Spelled the word for
No, I did not.
I don't know how he got that.
Mike's a Mensa member driving around there. What's wrong with you? That's a great job by you, Mike. That should be worth 20 points. All right, Oscar, pick
a
number.
Mensa?
Yeah, he's a Mensa guy.
Oh, he's a Mensa.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good in Spanish.
I don't know. But it ain't Spanish. All right, go ahead, Oscar.
Let's go with 1.
All right, number 1.
Number 1.
All right, Oscar, let's go with rescue.
Save.
Yeah.
You got lucky on that one.
He's one to talk.
I used the reverse Maller maneuver.
Let's go, Coop, let's go.
That's skill. All right, back to you, Mike, in this game of password. Pick a number, not 1 or not 6, but anything else up to 10.
Number 4.
All right, number 4. Let's see here. Oh, boy. There's a couple ways I can go on this one. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's go with disguise.
Mass.
Bow! Yeah!
Wow!
What is going on here?
Eddie, we have channeled each other. This guy, Mike.
I think you guys are in cahoots.
I think you gave him the word. Somebody knows.
I'm actually texting him the answers, right, Mike?
I believe it.
All right. 20 to 10. Back we go to Oscar. We got a good game. We haven't had a good password game all year.
I know.
Coop?
Let's go 3.
All right, number 3. Oh, boy.
I'm just seeing a word on there that's not supposed to be on there. That must have been an autocorrect. But anyway, it's not number 3, so we're fine. Let's see. Let's go with... let's see.
Take as much time as you want, because we got the lead. So take as much time as you want. Take another minute. That would be really good. You know?
I'm going to go with excited.
What? What?
What do you mean, what?
Number three, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that. It's terrible.
All right, so excited. I'm going to go with... Oh, amped?
No. All right, let's go with...
He said amped.
How about... I'm going a different direction, Mike. How about anxious? Anxious.
Thrilling.
What?
No, thrilling? You're playing off Coop. See, Coop screwed this whole thing up. All right, go ahead, Coop. You're not going to win anyway, but you might as well.
All right, go with...
10-point lead, and this word's worth 8 points now.
Let's go with... impatient.
Nervous?
No.
No. Let's go with, I don't know. We're out of time anyway. The word was, what was the word? Eager. Eager was the word. All right. Hey, Mike, we won. Good job by you. Oscar,
you would have won had they not cheated, Oscar.
We didn't cheat. Mike's a genius. Great clues by me. That's teamwork, me and Mike. Teamwork.
Cheaters.
Nope. Liar.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my, look at that, he is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.